Spinoff starts right now. Welcome in, everybody. I am Chris Welsh. That is KC Bubba. We are in the house, and Bubba, I am a little under the weather. Just a little tad bit. I don't know if you can hear it. Can you see it? Can you hear it? Can you feel it?
I think you look beautiful. Oh, so pretty. Oh, so pretty. And you sound great. Like, we need the tiara today, I think. I think we need to bring it back just to make it happen now.
We have one.
Full show of it.
I don't know if you heard the news. I was delivered a pack of tiaras. Oh. And I have a whole new set. So what we're doing is we are generating game-used tiaras that will some... I might auction one off at some point. Maybe I'll cut one up and put it in like a custom card. We will be auctioning off some game-used tiaras. But yes, I think what happened is... there's a convergence of things. What you can't have is me be so intensely wrong on two things in one day. You can't have me pick on O'Neal Cruz, him hit a homer, and then also pick on Buxton to hit a homer, and then him get hurt. That physically cannot happen. So it happened, and I have broken down a little bit, but I think I'm doing all right now. I've been up for a little bit trying to work through this, but I got Bubba here. I got the peanuts and Cracker Jack. So, Dr. Glenn, keep that in mind when you put together my stat line for how I work today, how the hosting goes, that I'm under the weather. So we'll see if this is a Yu Darvish or Shohei Ohtani-like performance from the other day when he was sick, or if this is going to be Jordan-esque. That's what we're hoping for. But Bubba,
yes.
693. That's Albert Pujols. What an absolute monster. 42-year-old is hitting 408. This was something pulled over from RotoWire, so I don't want to pretend that I put this together. 408 with 10 homers and 20 RBIs over his last 25 games. That is since July 10th. And I saw our friend Eric Cross put out something as well that I think Pujols is a higher WRC plus than Vladimir Guerrero right now. Albert Pujols is on target, my friend.
Yeah, pure beast mode. It's fun to watch. It's crazy to watch. I wonder how many tests he has to take after games, being his age. Like, hey, sir, can you please give us a sample real quick? Because this does not seem right. But it's great to see. And a little DFS tidbit, he's the bare minimum again tonight. So I'm just throwing that out there.
It's funny that you say that. I was thinking about this yesterday. At this point, like, you just like... just inject all of it in, because I guess you could tarnish your legacy, which I think there's a little bit of that still floating around in him and just kind of like surrounded him and stuff like that. But there's got to be something where it's like you put it all out, and whether it is, you know, in game performance or whatever else it is. But you're right. The dude's got to be tested every single night, because what he's doing. I asked, like, where has this been for 4 years? He hit a ball like a foot and a half up in the zone, and he crushed it last night for 693. He's doing things he hasn't done. I don't know if that's motivation. I don't know if that's kind of like, you know how a pitcher, when you know that you know you're going to go seven or eight, you're going to kind of come back on your stuff, but if they're only going two or three innings, they're just going to let it all go. I don't know if Pujols is just letting it all go, not worrying about what happens at the end. But like Wonky said, he's hellbent on 700, and it's within legit, like, territory. Like, it seems
it's gonna happen.
But see, I think he's gonna fall short, and I think there's gonna be a real question if he tinkers with the idea of maybe coming back for a short stint. I don't know how I would stop that close to something. So
you don't you get to 700. So he'll come back for a short stint if he has to. He'll go Ichiro on us and play for a little bit longer. Like, it'll happen, but I think he gets it this year. Like, he is just crushing things, and that NL Central is so bad. He's got some very juicy matchups in September to make things happen.
God, I mean, baseball is just sitting here. I mean, baseball might be supplying if they're like, listen, if we can get that last week, if you can be within two the last week, it will be appointment watching. How fun is it going to be here if you are within one or two with the last week to go? It will be magnificent. It's fun to chase. And we've actually got a trivia question surrounded around Albert Pujols. So why don't we just throw it out? Let's throw it out, and we'll keep moving on with the headlines. And the question is, at which visiting ballpark has Albert Pujols hit the most home runs? Which visiting ballpark, chat, has Albert Pujols hit the most home runs in his career? He's got 693. Obviously, his home ballparks are not going to count in this. So which ballpark that is not home? Do you have a guess, Bubba?
The easy guess is Wrigley, but it's probably wrong because that seems too easy. But Wrigley stands out like a sore thumb.
It's a very good guess. It is not. I'm going to give you guys the number. It won't help. 33. That's the number. 33. And Jim's guest, Wrigley, we had a Pittsburgh guess. Both good guesses. Incorrect. We'll come back to it in a minute. You guys can throw out, and we'll see if anybody is able to snag that one. Speaking of the Cardinals, Jordan Montgomery, been phenomenal. It's almost comical at this point that you can get pseudo-decent pitchers that go to St. Louis, and they just are better. It's a trope. It's like, oh, a guy goes here. It's a trope because it continues to happen, and Jordan Montgomery goes in from New York, where he's solid, to St. Louis, where he looks amazing. He had a one-hit shutout over the Cubs. It was his first career shutout, his first career complete game. He pitched to Maddox in it. He had only 99 pitches to record 27 outs. He had 65 strikes in there, 14 swing and misses, and all the five offerings had a 29% CSW marker on that. So I get that was also Roto World as well. Jordan Montgomery, Jose Quintana had that little, but Jordan Montgomery, that looks like that back end year league winner.
Yeah, he's outstanding. I've been on Jomo all year. I've been a huge, huge fan of his. No run support. Still not getting it with the Cardinals, but four wins and four starts. Already had more wins with the Cardinals than he had with the Yankees all season, which is impressive. He's been dominant. And I saw some very smart people tweeting it out today that the Cardinals are smart, unlike the Yankees, and they have them throwing fewer sinkers and more fastballs. And look what happens. It's amazing what sinkers will do to a pitcher. And it's been said time and time again, but people still do it. Cut back on the sinkers, more fastballs. Dude's a legit ace. I love what we're seeing, and it's darn impressive.
Do you mean like more four seamers? And he's okay. So less sink. That's interesting because some guys really, really are able to make the sinker be everything that they're about. Like Alcantara. And Luis Castillo. Luis Castillo's is classified as like a sinker, and he's throwing it at like 98. Like some of these guys can really manage it, but if you can pinpoint some type of deficiency, come off of the sinker and throw. It's funny that more four seams would do it, but you probably have more control, and it's a better setup off of your secondaries. And
he probably throws it harder too. The sinker, like you know, you said Castillo's throwing at 98. Well, I doubt Montgomery's throwing it that hard. So then it becomes more of a batting practice fastball if he's not locating it properly. So it makes more sense.
We do have the answer here, and a couple people are in on it. Wonky says, does that one home run off Lidge count as a million and make it into Houston? Yes, it is Minute Maid, and that's it good. Was 33 homers was there, and then I think a couple other people, yeah, Jim's had agreed. 33 homers, Pujols, the most on an opposing team that he has not played with. So obviously, like, you know, they're not, I don't even know, what it would have been funny to actually see what did he have as a opposing guy for LA when he was in St. Louis. So those could get all jumbled, but take those two out. Doesn't matter. It's Houston. Albert Pujols owns that team. He always has, of course. And Brad Lidge will never live that down. What a cool piece. You know what piece of memorabilia I want? I want a Brad Lidge and Albert Pujols signed ball together. That would be fun.
That'd be sweet. Like I have a Bobby Thompson and Ralph Branca ball from the Shot Heard Around the World. So you can put that one right next to it. Make sure there's a piece. Can you get a piece of the train also that goes with it? Can they sign the train?
Oh, not the ball. Both of them. Yeah, 100%. See, that would even be better. This is the type of memorabilia I'm talking about. Which, by the way, Fantasy Pros, check out. They've got their monthly contest. They've got an autographed Randy Rosarena jersey going on. So make sure to go to fantasypros.com. You can get into the Discord. You can check out how you have a chance to win an autographed Randy Rosarena jersey. Not so bad, my friends. On the injury front, yes, Byron Buxton, he left Monday's game early. He's going to undergo an MRI on the injured right hip. I just put my hands up. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, he hasn't been fine, but he hasn't been getting injured. And then immediately I'm like, let's do a Buxton Monday. It's just wild. He is perpetually injured. He lives in it. He is, you know, as Bogman and I would joke about, he's like Bane. You know, it's like every Giancarlo Stanton, it's like, he's like, you come and hang out in the darkness, but Buxton, I live in the darkness. I live in the injury. This is just what he is, and he's out again. And like I said, it paired with O'Neill Cruz. And Buxton, I don't know, man. Buxton might be the most frustrating player in all of fantasy. Give me a more frustrating player than Buxton right now.
There's not many, like you said, because and it's crazy. This is actually only his first IL stint of the year, as you said. So it's like he's been banged up, but that's what's frustrating. It's like either just go on the IL or don't stop this back and forth minutia. He's hitting a million home runs, but he's hitting for no average. He's barely stealing bases. Very, very frustrating because you can see the talent from a mile away. It just can't produce.
Yeah, this is, you know, it's actually kind of a similar comp like Mondesi. Yeah. like Mondesi would be one of those guys as well.
At least he was on the IL and just disappeared. Springer's a good one. Springer's a very good one.
Definitely a pretty good one. Yeah, for sure. Oh, Dr. Glenn, you gave me an earned run for my Bane impression. I don't like that, Dr. Glenn.
And he just got pulled.
That's fine. Welcome by, everybody. It's Bubba. It's Bubba's show. The other injuries, Aaron Ashby placed on the 15-day IL with left shoulder inflammation. So, Ashby Strider, just want to bring that up to everybody again. Other injuries, Vinny Pasquantino left Monday's game with a right shoulder injury. I do believe he said not really worried about it, so that shouldn't be a big thing. Michael Kopech was removed from Monday's start with left hamstring, like a knee issue. Watch that. And Wander Franco is going to continue to receive treatment on the surgically repaired hand, and I think we mentioned it. He also has left his rehab start, so yeah. I wouldn't hold out a ton of hope for right now, but I am continuously a dynasty buyer on him moving forward. Fun fact, this day in baseball history, 1998, Barry Bonds becomes the first player in Major League history to hit at least 400 home runs and steal 400 bases. Bubba, you grew up as a Giants fan. Is Barry Bonds your number one?
No, Will Clark's my number one, but Barry Bonds, I'm a big fan of his. I'm not a guy that worries about the steroid things, because when you tell me everyone was clean, then I care, but I don't. And that 400 pretty much came before steroids for him. So the dude was a beast. He's a great ball player. Wish he didn't do it, but yeah, big Bonds fan.
Who's all on that 400 list? Is that
A-Rod joined it, I think.
Let's see. 400.
I want to say it's just him and A-Rod, actually.
100 MLB list.
Because there's the 40-40 list, which was big with Ken Strikeout. But I think it's just A-Rod and Bonds.
So let's see here. The 400. So, well, this, I don't know how outdated this is. This is Baseball Reference. Barry Bonds is the only 400-400. The only 500-500.
And there 600, are 600, no?
He's not on the 600. Yeah, 600. Okay. I don't see that. He's the only one that lives on the 400, 500. There are six players. Here's another trivia question. Six players on the 300, 300, 2000, which is, I don't know why they designated that, but it's the 300 homers, 300 stolen bases, 2000 base hit. And Barry Bonds is one of them. Can you name the other? I'll give you Alex Rodriguez because he's on that list as well. There's still four more. Two are modern day players. The other are two very big old names.
Let's go Willie Mays.
Yes, very nice. You nailed that. That's one of the big ones. Okay, three more.
Is Henry Aaron one?
No.
We'll go Willie Mays, Miguel Cabrera.
Nope, but here's one right here. Yeah. Jim's Beltran is on that list. Add Beltran. Wow. Very, very good. So there's two more.
Yeah, one, just go for it.
One played for eight teams and played in a very important era for my Diamondbacks. And the other is a very famous Cub.
Very famous Cub. Are we? Ernie Banks didn't have that many home runs, did he?
He played for a couple teams here. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, just give it to me.
So the old one, Andre Dawson. So Dawson,
the Hawk.
300, 300, 2000. And the other one, this is probably very surprising. No chance anyone would have got this. Steve Finley.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, yeah, never would have got that. Not in a million years.
Homers, 320 stolen bases, 2,500 hits over the 2,000 hit marker. Would have never guessed that. Played with eight different teams. No one played for more teams, it looks like, on this list than him. And that's impressive. 1989 to 2007. So crossed all those eras. So there's your 300, 300, 2,000 club, if you guys were wondering. I know you're sitting at home being like, when are they going to talk about that club? Barry Bonds.
It's an elusive club, people, so enjoy it.
It is. Stat heroes, Nick Castellanos hit a homer. Michael Harris, we talked a lot about, like, hey, what's going to happen with Michael Harris and teams adjusting to him. Pew, homer. Yep. One for one, homer, two RBI. Randy Rosarena had that bomb I talked about. Jose Abreu was 3-for-3. Aaron Judge, 2-for-4 with a homer. Andrew Benintendi, 2-for-3. Luis Urias had a home run. J.J. Bleday, 2-for-3 with a stolen base. Carlos Correa, 2-for-3. And Dan Vogelbach had a homer. A lot of interesting names on there. Luis Urias. Any thoughts on Luis Urias rest of the season? I feel like it's been kind of a quieter year.
It has been quiet. He's always had appeal because he's multi-position eligible, like all over the infield, which has had some big ups for him. But it's just been kind of a disappointing year, but one of those where you can definitely stream him. The Brewers face five lefties this week, so you got that going for you.
Pitching. Jordan Montgomery, we talked about, went 9, struck out 7. Edward Cabrera, There's another one of those. I think it's a, was it 25 game scoreless or 22?
22 and two-thirds innings scoreless. And it was impressive yesterday. He walked two in the first inning and threw like 24 pitches. And then he managed to throw like 77 the rest of the game and walk one and strike out like seven or eight. He was much better down the stretch.
He was a trip. He struck out seven in those eight. Luis Urias, remember yesterday we talked about we don't like to take a lot of under props, but his number was 7.5 and he hit seven. And that hit, by the way, I also had it. Baseball's been so rough this year. A good day yesterday. I did a K-prop little combo. I like to do two K-pop K-prop combos, and I had Dylan Cease and Jeffrey Springs, and then I put another little bad boy together with I'm forgetting what the other team was, but it was the Dodgers under 6.5 through seven innings, and that obviously worked out. Thank you to Julio Urias spinning some good stuff. Drew Smyly went seven, struck out six. Why is Jake Odorizzi? Why does he do this to us? He continuously is just out there. He's like, hey, look at my good game I just had. Don't you want to stream me? And then you're going to stream him, and it's going to get lit. Yep. All the things will be lit, and it's going to ruin your week.
The Pirates going to Pirates. That's what that turned into. And if you paid attention to that game at all, the Pirates had opportunities almost every innings to do something. And, of course, double play ball. Strikeout. Like, there's just total Pirates. It could have been a normal Odorizzi start where we all looked like geniuses. But here you go. Leave him on the waiver wire.
Yep, wonky. Do not stream Odorizzi. That is tattooed on your face is what you would say.
Mike Tyson, that stuff.
That's right. And don't eat any ears, but just tattoo it. Kyle Schwarber, 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts on the zeros. Whew. Joe Adell. Thank you, Joe Adell, for in year 3 still not being able to hit a high fastball, because he was the one that put Jeffrey Springs got into a little bit of business, looked like he was getting close to getting pulled. I had one opportunity left, and bam, Joe Adell comes up, and Jeffrey Springs made him look stupid. And what did he do? Got him on a high 94 fastball. Joe Adell cannot do it. He will never be a fantasy anything until the guy can learn to be able to look for other pitches and then get to a high fastball. It's wild. I don't understand it. It's actually, I think I talked about it yesterday, Bubba. It's something even in the AFL when I can get a hold of some players, I want to find out what the high fastball change has been. It seems to be such a thing because there's a certain prospect that got some information from like a team source and an agent as well that's talking about this guy, very big name, and was giving kind of a scouting report to me and someone else about it. And the thing they said is this guy's good all around. The only thing he has to work on, like all these young guys, is the high fastball. And it seems to be this new thing that's gone on, because it used to be just, you know, landing off-speed stuff. Spencer Torkelson had this book on him about like low, below the knee type of, you know, whether fastballs or breaking pitches. But there's something that is such a crazy takeover on high fastballs with these guys. I don't know if it's the cheating on breaking stuff, but Adell is one of the worst culprits of it in the entire league. And he is, you know, perfect to bet against him. But he's never going to get right unless he can start doing that.
I think one of the things, and this is just pure speculation on my part, with a lot of these guys selling out for power now, it's usually a longer, loopier swing, which makes that high fastball harder to get to. You have to kind of shut down. Like in the old days, guys kind of were just slap hitters and hitting for base hits and didn't care. So the high fastball wasn't a big deal. Plus, these guys throw a lot harder now than guys used to in the past. So the combination of speed and maybe the swing type could have a big issue on these guys, and they're not making the adjustment. He's thinking in an era of 30% K rate, you can live with it as long as you're hitting bombs. Well, if you can't hit a high fastball, that's now a 45% K rate, and you're not hitting anything. So we'll see.
Yeah, and it also, one of the things that I've been questioning, like maybe theoretically with Wander Franco, is Wander Franco has this wrist issue, and he's pretty famously like the helicopter swing. But the helicopter swing also seems to be kind of an approach that lets them cheat, and it's the anti-sellout for power. You know, I don't feel like there's enough guys that are not looking to sell out for power. Everyone's trying to, you know, hit 20, 25 homers. But if you can have an approach that you can, you know, even if you're slap hitting, you're double hitting, like it's just, I wish somebody, Angels are not the team, their player development has been a disaster. I wish there was a team that could get out there and get a hold of Adell and get some of this fixed, because it is pretty rough. Chris Taylor and Jared Walsh also 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts on the pitching front. Michael Kopech didn't get an out because he got hurt, and 4 earned runs and he was out. Daniel Lynch, 4 2/3, 3 earned runs. Max Scherzer, 6 2/3, 4 earned runs, only 3 Ks. Not a Max Scherzer-like performance. Over to the home run board we're looking at. Peanuts and Cracker Jacks are in a slump. There were 2 total home run calls on Sunday and 3 total home run calls on Monday. Bubba's going to break it here. I'm going to try to break it. you guys follow suit. That means the board's not really moving. We had one move inside, what is it, this, like the top 12. Helpless in Miami got to 38, but we have still six in the 40s. High Cubby is still the leader at 46. D-Blum and Go-Kart. D-Blum is really the one on the heels within one. So home run contest, we'll get to that here in just a little bit. Friends, we want to remind you guys to go and check out our friends at BetMGM. For kings and queens, for kings and tiaras, for crowns and tiaras, go and make your bet today. Use the promo code LEADINGOFF. Get a $1,000 risk-free bet when you do it. Get your phone, go to the website, get the app, download it, use promo code LEADINGOFF. Tell them Welsh wore a tiara, and that's why I wanted to do it. Make your bets today. Maybe you can tail some fun bets that I got going on, or we will get you some player prop ones today. Use promo code LEADINGOFF. Oh, do you like my crown?
I love every bit about that tiara. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
I said, though, it's the string bikini of tiaras, though. It's very thin, and small, and it's quite a look.
And it falls off.
It does fall off. I've announced tomorrow, as long as I'm alive, I will be telling who the mystery person that sent these to my door, because I had tiaras at my door, and my daughter was so happy, by the way, after I took a couple, which I do have a couple, and we will be announcing that tomorrow. But I do got some plays. So, Bubba, you tell me what you like after I get through these. We've got the top algorithm play for betting pros on total bases and strikeouts, and then I'm going to give you the number one plus money play on each of those. So starting with total bases, we've got Jeremy Peña, who's the number one today. You need one total base. It is juiced to 188, minus 188, but he's projected at 2.5. Might be something that you want to parlay with one or two others, but you only need one today. The top money play, I kind of love this. Maybe put these two together. Shea Langeliers, you need only one, and you're getting plus money. It is against Pablo Lopez, but you're getting plus 110, and you need one total base from both Peña and Langeliers. Now, I will say that the total bases do not seem to be hitting at quite the rate as the strikeouts, because both the strikeout plays played yesterday, where I believe it was Urias and Jeffrey Springs. So today on the strikeouts, we've got Frankie Montas. We got the over 4.5 strikeouts. It's juiced to minus 141, projected at almost 6.5. And then we've got Josh Winkowski versus Toronto is the number one plus money play. It's 3.5, and it's plus 130. He's projected at 4. So Bubba, Jeremy Peña and Montas are both juiced. Langeliers and Winkowski are both the big money plays. What do you like out of this list here? If any, all of them, what do you got?
I love the Langeliers play. I've been targeting him a lot early and often. Added him in Fab this past week. Dude's a monster at the plate. We actually talked about him last week when we were on when he got called up. I love everything about that play. Pablo Lopez has been scuffling tremendously over the last like four starts. So I think Langeliers is due for one. I think that's great plus money.
Okay, I'm with you on that one. That one is one of my favorites. As soon as I saw it, I was like, man, plus money, one total base, let's go. And I don't remember. I'd have to go back and dig. I think the Montas one is over at Sugar House, and you can go. What I would suggest is go over to bettingpros.com, click on the cheat sheet, MLB prop cheat sheet, and you can go and dig through all of them. You can really, the thing I always like about it is it puts me, I think, in the direction of who I might want to do more research on. It'll kind of just throw out some based on the projections. Over on the DFS side, I put a couple pitching plays in stacks, but I'm going to do it real quick to throw to Bubba what he likes. On DraftKings, Cease is at 10, Verlander's 10-5, Max Fried 9-4, Pablo Lopez 8-1. On FanDuel, Fried is 10-2, Cease is 10-3, and Pablo is 8-8. I think I might be leaning Cease here today. With lineup builders, four teams with five or more projected total team runs. Toronto, Houston, Colorado, and Texas. Colorado, Texas playing each other. So maybe you want to stack some of those guys. What do you think about the pitchers? Any plays on stacks? You talked about Pujols still being the minimum.
Yeah, some other pitchers I like. Robbie Ray against the Nationals, and then some Max Fried as well, as you mentioned him. And if you want some values pitchers on your DK site, two pitcher sites, Jose Suarez and Austin Voth have been formidable, to say the least. And another game I look to target is that Kansas City-Arizona game, a 9 game total. Lots of offense to be had with two pitchers in Davies and Heasley. So give me some of that action too.
All right, beautiful. Home runs. Bubba, it's been a slow week. What do you got on the home run call? I think you nailed last week, and you might.
I'm 3 for 5. I missed Thursday. Pascantino did not good. I'm 3 for 5 on the year. So
okay, 3 for 5. Pretty good. What do you got then?
I'm gonna stay a little different. Not go to Coors Field, and I'm gonna target that Kansas City pitching in Heasley. And I'm going with Christian Walker, who's an absolute monster. Lefties and righties are both hitting Heasley with a ton of power. He's a lot of fly balls, no strikeouts. So the D-backs should be fun tonight. Give me some Christian Walker.
I like that. I am going to go with Salvi. I'm going to go on the other side of it. I'm going to go with Salvador Perez. We've got Francisco Lindor for mayor, and we've got Alex Bregman for Wonka. I almost picked Alex Bregman, so I'll be looking out for that. Dr. Glenn says 7 1/3, 2 earned runs, 11 Ks. That's a big strikeout number.
That's a dominant outing.
That's a pretty good outing for me, I would think. Like, yeah, I gave up a couple earned runs, but guess what? You know what? Like, I need run support if I'm going to win, and I got massive run support from Bubba today. We were able to take that down. The last thing I would say, this is an interesting one, Wonky. Yeah, saying, have we discussed the Gunnar Henderson call-up? So there's a rumor, and I try to confirm it. I don't see anything more than the rumor. I don't see an official thing that Gunnar Henderson from the Orioles is getting the call-up, because today is the official start of where a prospect can be called up and they will not lose. They will not lose. Oh, okay. You see that. Well, we can still talk about this, Wonky, saying that it wasn't official. But today is the first day that a player cannot lose their prospect eligibility going into next season. So we might be on the precipice of seeing some of these guys, Gunnar Henderson being one. Now, it is rumors and innuendo, but it's important to talk about because the rumor came out late yesterday that Gunnar Henderson was not with Norfolk. Yeah. And the rumor is that he would be traveling and might be with the team in the next couple of days, but he was not playing. And this is a big one because Gunnar Henderson, if you're going to pick up a prospect, Gunnar Henderson and Corbin Carroll are the two. That article that came out from AZ Central, I think all but implied that they want to give Corbin Carroll a look in this season. And we're about a week away. So this is what I was saying before. Remember with the Josh Young stuff? It was like, hey, a week away to September, if you want to start, you know, doing the speculative ads, pick up Gunnar, pick up Corbin, pick up Josh Young. Those are the ones. And I would probably go, at this point, Gunnar, then Carroll, I would prioritize. But these guys are going to start coming up for their little cups of coffee. And then, you know, some of them might be announced for the AFL. So it is not official, but there is a rumor out there that Gunnar Henderson might be up. So why not just go and pick him up? And then maybe while you're at it, pick up a little Corbin Carroll. And maybe don't pick up all those rookies if you're a winning team. Maybe I would suggest that as well, Bubba.
That too, yes.
I think you would agree with that.
If it isn't broke, don't fix it sometimes.
Yeah, what do you got going on this week?
The usual, Bench with Bubba coming at you Tuesdays and Thursday. Actually, I have a Wednesday episode as well this week, so 3 episodes of Bench with Bubba coming up. Quick hits for DFS Monday through Friday, written content at Fantasy Pros, and much, much more. So check me out on the Twitter there at BDIntric. You get all the good stuff and things, and I'll be back with you next Tuesday.
Ooh, love it, love it. BDIntric on Twitter. Is it the Welsh for me? You can come and check out. I am powering through. We're going to see how today goes. We've got a couple-hour stream on the Twitch. Bogman and I are going to be playing Madden against each other again, which I rage quit last time, so we'll see what happens there. And we'll see how I can recover from Sickgate and see how tomorrow goes, because it is a wonky Wednesday. We're going to release and unveil the mystery of the crown. We might have a nice little extra for the home run contest, so make sure you guys tune in. That's it. Peanuts and Cracker Jacks, thank you. I think I made it through. I think talking actually made it better. I thought it was going to make it worse, so I think I got through. For Bubba, I am Welsh. Peanuts and Cracker Jacks, thank you guys so much. Right here on Fantasy Pros, it's leading off, and we are out of here.